Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go. Have a podcast today from the New Testament. We're going to go into the book of Romans. Romans written by St. Paul the Apostle, author of more than half of the New Testament. By the way, saw an excellent documentary on Paul on Amazon, and it was called The Last Apostle, and it's a guy who's a college professor in the United States who goes into Turkey and recounts the path of Paul through Turkey. And remember, Paul was born in Turkey, and they have tons of religious stuff from the time of St. Paul, the time of Jesus, still in Turkey, and they're just starting to excavate a lot of it. It's really cool how well preserved it is. There's just about as many holy sites in Turkey from the New Testament that there are still in Israel. I mean, granted, we have places where the actual crucifixion took, the very holiest of holy sites, but a lot of the historical references from Paul and on Paul's trips all throughout Turkey are, like, those towns are still there. You can see buildings that stood. You can walk on the actual roads that Paul walked on as he went to these places. Fascinating, and I learned all that from a documentary called The Last Apostle on Amazon, so I recommend that if you're looking for some TV that's not garbage. Today we are going to get into Romans, and there is a method to the madness here. We have a message, and we are going to talk about Paul has just gone into, basically, if you're sitting with someone and they're a vegetarian and you're not, and they are offended by your food, he's saying, you know what, just maybe don't eat the meat in front of them. He's not telling you to change your ways. And the whole area is like, whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, so give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. So both of you are trying to honor God in your way. Some people think, maybe I'm not going to eat an animal, so I'm going to be closer to God because I'm not going to kill his creatures to eat. Other people do, and they give thanks to God when they're doing it. No one in this scenario is a bad person, an evil person. So let's pick it up now from verse 10. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy someone for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you know is good be spoken as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better to not eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin. Now, let's talk about this. Let's break down some of the scripture here that we read, and then I'll give you my perspective on it along the way. So we'll start off in the beginning. I picked up at verse 10, and there he's saying, we all stand before God's judgment seat. Every believer will give an account to God, not to each other, I don't got to answer to you. You don't have to answer to me. Instead of pointing fingers, look inward. So, look at him. He's a personally, I do not drink alcohol in any way, shape, or form. Do not drink alcohol. Do I look at people that have wine with dinner? I'm like, oh, look at them. They're a drunkard. They're a lush. Or someone who has a problem with alcohol? No. You know why? It's not my business. They're going to stand before God for what they do. I'm going to stand before God before what I do. So I need to look at me, not at them. They're not my business. My business with them is to make peace and to love them. Next verse is telling us not to be a stumbling block. Make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. So just because I say, let's look at pork. Remember, the Jews do not eat pork. Muslims do not eat pork. And if you're like me, you eat pork and it's delicious and we love it. It's not sinful to me. It doesn't mean it's harmless to someone else. So if they believe in their heart, like this is sinful, you shouldn't eat that. I probably shouldn't be sitting down with my Jewish friends or my Muslim friends and slamming down a pork chop and some bacon in front of them. Is there anything actually wrong with that? No. But if they're distressed by it, I'm not acting in love by eating that in front of them. If I know that, now granted, if you don't know, or if you're sitting down and having a T-bone steak there with your vegan friend, cool. To them, maybe that's sinful. You're like, you're killing one of God's creatures. You're eating it. And if I know that and I'm doing that, I'm no longer acting in love. I'm no longer being a good Christian. I'm not telling you to throw your steaks away and never eat them. Just respect other people. And it's not even respect. Go for peace in every situation. Next verses. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So right here, what Paul is doing, he's getting out of it. He's been talking about eating and not offending people with dietary laws and rules and things like that. Remember, the Jews have 600 laws that have nothing to do with Scripture, with God. It's their man laws, not God laws. So Paul's shifting from the rules towards relationship. A Christian focused on peace. If God sees you're sitting at a table with a bunch of people and some of them see it spiritually wrong to eat meat and you're eating meat in front of them, or you're just like, look at them. Look at those salad eaters. What do they think they are? Are they cows chewing on cud? Like, that's how we judge other people, and that's bad. We need to bring about peace. We'll please God if we're bringing about peace. Now, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. So is it worth it? Is it worth it for me, so important for me, to eat my steak at this table with these vegans to prove my point? Or is it something very strong in my faith to voluntarily give it up to make peace? What's the right thing to do there? The right thing to do there is to make peace with my brothers and sisters, not to cause disruption or not to judge them, to be like, hey, all right, I'm here with the vegans. I guess I'm having a veggie burrito today instead of a steak, or I'm having a mushroom burger instead of a steak. You can make an exception. Then I like in the end when it says, keep your convictions personal. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Convictions can be personal. What matters is they come from faith, not from pressure or pride. So if you're sitting there and you're judging others, that's not what we want. We want to encourage others, not judge other people. Is my freedom, my being me celebrating my faith, am I creating a stumbling block for others? If someone thinks it's highly inappropriate and they're doing it for God to not eat pork, and I'm sitting there eating bacon. By the way, have you ever walked into a house where bacon is being cooked? You can't not want bacon. You're like, oh, bacon is delicious. I want bacon right now. It's one of those smells that is so unique and wonderful. And maybe they used to eat it and now they don't. And it's for religious for them, a religious fasting or giving up something, and then you're sitting there eating in front of them. It's like eating cookies in front of me when I'm a fat guy on a diet. You're like, well, Michael's here, and he's a big fat guy, but I'm going to eat this chocolate cake in front of him knowing he's on a diet right now. And that wouldn't be very kind of you. So just don't judge other people. Judge yourself. And in this, my thoughts on this beyond the notes of the actual scripture are, do you go to church and hear the sermon or the homily, and the whole time bells are going off? Well, that's for my wife. You know what? My wife needs to hear this. They're talking about doing this. And oh, gluttony? Well, that's for Michael. Michael eats too much. He's the one that should be hearing this sermon. Da, 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 da. You know what? That's not what it's about. You, if you are setting yourself as the standard and you're getting messages from the Bible or from your pastor or your priest, and they immediately bring to mind other people, I can tell you, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You are not the standard. I am not the standard. Everything you hear should involve some self-reflection. Everything you hear in the Bible, always look at yourself. Now, granted, if you're trying to convert someone who doesn't know the Bible, or he was coming around, or is maybe doing sinful things and they're completely unaware of it, okay, that's okay. But it's not, you know, your husband or wife or your siblings, someone who's probably of the same faith as you and you've known forever. If you're setting yourself as the standard and judging them when you hear messages from the Bible or messages from the pulpit, you're probably doing it wrong. Jesus is the standard. We are not the standard. I am not a standard for anyone. I am a sinful, bad human being. And I hear these messages and I need to reflect on me and try to improve me and try to make my journey with God better. And the last thing I ever want to do, because Jesus says, anyone that causes these little ones to stumble, he's talking about us. He's not talking about children, even though in that moment there are children there. We all need to be like children with God. And if you cause another person to stumble in their religious journey, it's a bad thing. And Jesus is not having it. So when you hear some type of rebuking coming from the pulpit, let's say, and you immediately think of other people and not yourself, go back and listen to that again. Rehear it. Reread it. Go over it again. Because it's not us. It's a very powerful message from Romans 14. The whole chapter is a really good read in Romans 14, but I just gave you Romans 14 verses 10 through 22 to kind of go over this point of, hey, let's not judge other people. And know that if someone else does something differently in their faith journey, don't condemn it. Don't make them feel awkward. Bring peace. Welcome them. I know I tell you guys all the time, I'm a practicing Catholic. I have a lot of friends who are Protestants. My mother is Episcopalian. It's different than Catholicism. They have different beliefs. But if they do something, I'm not going to call them out and poo-poo on their faith, because they're doing what they're doing for God. They're doing what they're doing for their relationship with Jesus. And unless it's harming someone or is really bad, like they're doing some weird ritual thing, then they're not Christian at all. But if it's for their journey, don't judge them. Judge yourself. All right. And speaking of that, I am about to get out of here. I'm going to close differently. I usually play the little show close right here, but I've done this before. I'm going to do it again. I write songs, and I am okay at writing songs. I cannot sing or play an instrument, and I've found AI software where I've been putting it in, and now I can make the songs that I write come to life through AI. And recently, I wrote one called Surrender, and how it's a Christian rock song. So if you don't like it, go ahead and tune out now. I'm going to drop this in here. This is called Surrender. I wrote it. It's a Christian rock song. Maybe you can get something out of it, but it's about just surrendering to Jesus and letting Jesus take care of everything in your life. I appreciate you guys for being here. Let us close with a prayer today. How about that? Dear Lord, please help me to walk in humility and not judgment. Teach us to value others above our own personal freedoms. Let our choices reflect righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit as we journey to not judge other people along the way. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. I will talk to you guys very soon with a brand new episode. Enjoy the song Surrender, written by me. I'll talk to you soon.
Jesus, I surrender. So much pain. I stay awake at night, trying to think things right. Don't know what to do, so I give it. I surrender my whole life to you. Take care of everything. You know what to do.